Well, obviously, from a point of view for us, they have supported us. We obviously home their greyhounds from the trainers and the owners. The way that they have supported us is to allow us to do raffle collections there, stadium shows, sponsor nights. And so with the closure of the stadium, we will obviously lose that income, and that's going to be roughly around about £15,000 to £18,000 a year.
So you're losing that income, but I presume you won't lose the amount of dogs needing homes.
No, the racing will continue, whether it's at Hall Green or at other tracks. And we have made it quite clear that we will support the trainers and the owners of the dogs that have run at Hall Green Stadium. And once that has, obviously, we've sort of got those homed, we will then continue to support other owners and trainers with homing their greyhounds as well.
Do you expect more to come onto the waiting list with the closure of Hall Green, or do you just expect them to move to other tracks?
Some trainers and owners will obviously decide after so many years that they are going to retire, and those greyhounds will come into Hall Green, or they will go onto Hall Green's waiting list. Other trainers and owners will make decisions whether they wish to move to other tracks or not. We are all about homing greyhounds. It's as simple as that. We don't have any views one way or the other. What we are there to do is to take the greyhounds, socialise them and get them into a home as quickly as possible.
And how much of a relationship do you have with racing and with the trainers and owners?
You have to have a relationship with them to get to know the dogs, because at the end of the day, if we can talk to a trainer about a specific dog and find out about its character, it's going to be easier for us to be able to home it. To be fair to the trainers and owners, certainly that I have dealt with, and I'm not talking about all, they have supported us not only by donating every time that the dog comes into the charity, but they've also been responsible for donating on nights when we've done raffle nights, etc.
So £18,000, I mean, that sounds like a huge amount of money for a charity like this.
Oh, it's a heck of a lot of money. At the end of the day, I've got 40 hounds across two branches, which is, we've got 24 plus in Watford Gap near Lichfield, and I've got 15 at our Broadmarsh Kennels in Stourbridge. I've got 70 plus on the waiting list. So, yeah, there's a lot of work to be done.
Tell me about greyhounds. I mean, what are they like as a dog, as a pet?
Oh, for me, they're the perfect pet. I've got three of them. They are very sociable animals. Obviously, from their point of view, from a breeding perspective, they've been handled from the day they were born, really. And they are human lovers, that they know nothing different. They obviously have got some traits, in as much that when they're in the racing industry, they don't meet other dogs until they actually come out of that. So as a charity, that's what we're about. We go and take them out, introduce them to new environments. That's what my volunteers are all about. They're about socialising the dogs so that we can find the right home for them.